This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. Sunday worship at St. John the Evangelist Anglican Church in Corner Brook was a little different this past weekend. There wasn't a protest and the bishop is gone. Longtime Anglican Glinda Seaborn was among a number of people who became vocal after a January 19th sermon involved Bishop John Organ talking about his removal of Dean Catherine. Since that time, the diocese resigned en masse, followed by a number of protests and media tension that reached the national publication, The Anglican Journal. Then an investigation conducted by the Anglican's own Safe Church officer revealed a 129-page report that outlined serious findings of misconduct. Seaborn says it recommended the reinstatement of Kay Short, which was due to happen by June 30th, but that did not happen.
What we found out was the weakness of the Anglican Church structure did not allow them to force him to do anything, regardless of the findings. So although they found him guilty of the misconduct, he chose to ignore the recommendations of the Metropolitan, and there was no role that they took.
Seaborn says their hope was dashed at that point. She says Reverend Micton Feary of St. Michael's Anglican Church in Deer Lake has been appointed as an administrator for the diocese until a new bishop is elected in March.
It's still uncertain whether he himself can, in the absence of a bishop, give Dean Catherine back her license. That may be, other than that, I guess the Metropolitan will have to step up and give her back her license. And, of course, we're hoping not only that, but to reinstate her as the Metropolitan recommended back in June.
Seaborn says that's what's needed to get people back in the pews at the cathedral. She says it's still not clear whether this administrator can reinstate Dean Catherine. Meanwhile, John Organ has since retired, and Seaborn says he's also left Corner Brook.
Certainly there's strong feeling of relief because his behavior was so erratic that we were always expecting something else to come, and we could never get to the depth of how he was acting and what he might do next.
Former Bishop John Organ has not returned any requests for an interview with Bay FM News. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.